It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome. Hi, everyone. This is Summer, and we are here for an episode of Flow Dreaming. As I always say, another episode of Flow Dreaming, number 500 and... oh, for goodness sakes, I had it up on my screen, but then I had to restart my computer. So I don't recall the episode number today, but I do know what we're talking about. It is lovely, luscious hate. Oh my God, I know. So over the years, we have traveled through so many different emotions. And one that I've realized I've never really spoken deeply into is hate. I've talked a lot about lack and resistance and frustration. These are all emotional states and they all have their uses. But hate, you know, that person who's just really getting to you, that one we haven't really looked at. So that's what we get to do today. Explore what that emotion means when we encounter it, how we can use it, especially when it's directed at someone or something else. So I invite you also, of course, call in today. I have a new showtime. This is my first show, and I just switched it around for like 10 years. I did my show at 1 o'clock p.m. PST, 4 o'clock Eastern on, whatever station I was on. It was always like 1 p.m. Tuesday. And then I switched it to 12, and now I'm back to 1 p.m. on Tuesday. So I hope you guys are going to find me again on my live broadcast, which also happens on inflowradio.com. That's my spanking new, fantastic, enriching, you know, personally satisfying. How else can I say it? I love my network, our network. We're creating it together. You and me and all of us listeners, all the guys at the studio, all my staff, all of our beautiful hosts. This thing is maybe guiding the direction, but it's really a collaborative effort. So Inflow Radio is fully up and running and powered, and that's where you get to hear all kinds of live radio shows, live radio programs that we're airing throughout the week. And they're all in these genres that we so much love: personal growth and development, spirituality, health and wellness, creativity, just really consciousness. Right? Shows that hold some form of consciousness. So go check it out. If you haven't explored it yet, I know a lot of you are listening via the podcast, but you will want to see the live show at some point, I hope, as well as all of our other wonderful live programs, because I get to personally sift through the diamonds, collect them, and put them up there for you. So please take a look at the ones that I've selected so far. I think you're going to find something you love. Speaking of, today also, and we will get into hate, believe me, but today also marks the first time that we are adding shifting around our whole schedule. So it's a great block of shows that are airing live starting right now, mine. And then we have Dear Venus with Venus Andrecht. And for those of you who don't know, that is my mother. Very challenging to have your mother on a radio show, by the way, especially if you want to keep any sort of secrets in your life. So apparently I don't, because I dared to let my mom be on radio right after me. But her show is really fun, wacky. She is an amazing intuitive. Don't let her laughing kind of off-the-cuffness scare you away from realizing the depth of her awareness and accuracy, just crazy accurate. Then we're following up her with Susan Dentino, the In Power Hour. Susan is just, she's just such a good host. I mean, it's just, if you want to listen to a show where the person just rolls and flows and they ask the right questions of their guests, they have, you know, good ideas for you to toss around in your head. I mean, that is Susan. She's such a pro. And all of her questions and curiosities surround the stuff that we're into. Dream boards, sound healing. I'm just thinking about some of the topics that she's had recently. All the things that we're more curious about, she'll take them to the next level for you, even if you've already heard of them before. So check her out. She comes on at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern. And that is our nice back-to-back-to-back block that we're setting up for you on Tuesday. And we're doing something similar on Wednesday as well. Really every day we're putting together these nice, beefy, long listening arenas. So that's that. No more chit-chat about all the stuff that we're doing, but it is exciting because it's kind of where I'm working out my latest, you know, need for creative expression and building something. Is that it? So go check out inflowradio.com. Now, let's get on to hate. Hate. So in flow dreaming, one of the things we do is we learn about emotions, how we use them to carve, craft, shape our lives. Right? Our emotional connection to something really defines totally and deeply what we are going to do with that thing or that part of our lives. If you don't believe it, look at any part of your life right now. Look at your job, for instance. I just finished a VIP session with someone and we spent a long time just kind of peeling back the reasons why she's in her position at work and in her job. And you'll discover there are things like safety that drive you, things like fear that drive you, pleasure drives you. There's always some core set of emotions that's keeping you connected to something, connected in a deep way, an abiding way, or disconnecting you. The day you finally slam the door and leave forever, right? The day you finally decide, I'm just not going to stay friends with this person anymore. These are emotional decision points that send you in wholly different directions, or emotional decision points that you make every single day that keep you in the same grind, the same rut over and over and over. And we think it's all intellectual. We think it's our minds telling us, oh yeah, that's a good choice. You should do this. You know, that's what works, blah, blah, blah. Reality? No, it's the emotional self. So hate becomes one of these emotions that can send us down entirely new pathways in our life, right? It's confrontational. And think about that feeling of, I really, think about somebody right now that you really, really dislike. Okay, be careful here, because if we're all thinking about a mountain of hate at the same moment, we're all going to get like electric static off of it. So don't go deep into the hate of them. Just bring them to mind, okay? We don't want to share this one around. We want to keep this one contained inside ourselves as much as we can. All right, you got that person? Why? Why do they trigger that in you? Why do they bring that feeling out in you? I mean, what a powerful feeling that they have to bring out in you. That is power. They've got some big power over you. Oh, doesn't that make you hate them even more to know they have that power over you? Yeah, but that's what's going on, right? Because they're able to call up in you something mighty, something intense, and something really, really, really unpleasant, something that you would not choose to feel on your own if you had your druthers. What's that old saying? If I had my druthers. But they're able to do it. You got to hand it to them. That is some pretty big magic they're making. Check it out. They're not making that magic without you. You guys are doing it together. You're waltzing, doing the tango, the hate tango. Ooh, I had to rename the episode the hate tango. That has a catchy feel to it. The hate tango. They're pulling on something in you. They're tugging on something on you. And it's really interesting to go figure out what that is. The biggest people I have hated, I would say, are people that have taken advantage of me, that I have allowed to take advantage of me. They don't see my worth. They don't recognize me. they are being unjust, unfair, selfish. It turns out those are the people that I hate the most. And I'm talking personal hate. I'm not talking hate, world hate. Like, I don't like the government, or I don't like this group of people or whatever. We're not talking any kind of greater hate. I don't like the liberals. I don't like the Republicans. No. I want you to just distill this down into one-to-one hate, a person who did something bad to you, or maybe to someone you love personally. Same thing. They took advantage of someone you love. They were greedy with someone you love. They didn't have an open heart. They only thought of themselves. They were unjust. So for me, I recognize this as my personal hate trigger. When I have someone walk into my life, and key, I accept them in my life, I allow them in my life, I am fooled by them in my life, but nonetheless, I said, okay, you can be in my life. Now I've entered into a dance. They get to push me and poke me and whip me around. And my reaction is, wow, I'm letting you give me so many negative emotions. This is crazy. What is going on? Eventually, slap myself in the face a few times, slappity slap. I say to myself, why am I letting this person do this to me? Do I care about them enough to allow them to do this to me? If somebody I deeply, truly loved brought out this feeling of hate in me, I might say, God, I love you so much. What you did was so abhorrent to me. It was so horrifying, deceptive, bad. But I love you so much, I will allow you to make me feel angry like this, hateful like this, because I care. That's one thing. Because now I'm willing to step in and say, we're going to make this work. We're going to salvage this. I'm going to confront you. I'm going to put your nose down in what you just did, you know, like a bad dog. People still do that to dogs. I don't know if that's even considered acceptable or not with dogs and dog training. I got to ask Cindy. but the idea is, you're asking yourself, do I care about this person enough to let them impact me this much in my life? You know what? 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. And what happens when you realize that is you take the ball back in your court and you get all of your power back. And what that feels like is, damn, no, this person isn't that meaningful to me. I've let them cross the boundary. I've let them go past the line. I've overgiven. A lot of us, you know, we're overgivers. Talking to my me schoolers about that this month, overgiving, overgiving. We give and give and give because we're trying to prove ourselves to ourselves. That's how we get our identities. And then we get mad at those people that we end up overgiving to because they've taken advantage of us and we never stopped it. Take this back. Think again right now about that person that you are feeling this intense hatred for. Do you think they deserve that? Do they deserve to be able to do that with you? Do you honor them, adore them, love them enough to do that to you? If yes, go right on in. Call them, text them, email them. Solve this because they're meaningful to you. If they're not, if there's something else that's been plugging along, forcing you to engage with them, you go back inside yourself. What is that? Why do I feel I have to? Why do I put myself in this position? And you're going to discover a whole bunch of other feelings back in there. Fear. Can't leave my job. I hate my boss. Can't leave my job. I hate my boss. Fear. That's what's letting you, letting them create the hate. That's the payment that you're giving out. That's the punishment you're creating for yourself for your own lack of inner power. How about your ex? Another person we typically hate. Why? Isn't that strange? because they broke my heart, because then they acted like complete jerks because I felt bamboozled, blindsided, fooled by them. We're disappointed in ourselves, aren't we, when we hate our ex? Because it comes down to, how did I pick them? How did I choose them? How did I choose somebody who is going to disappoint me in, oh, such a mighty, mighty way? God, you let me down. I trusted you. You let me down. You're upset at them for this. You're upset at your own heart for not seeing it, not knowing better. If they're still meaningful to you, go in and let them know. Help them. Talk to them. Share this with them. If they're no longer meaningful with you or to you, then your answer is, I can't keep holding on to the hate. Because if I'm holding on to the hate, I'm holding on to you. Right? Hate is sticky. Hate is like love. Hate is a booming volcano blowing up. Or a slow burning, simmering fire that never goes out and slowly eats away everything. Hate is that powerful. If they're not important to you, your job is to sever the hate. Not for them, but for you. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Acknowledge your heart was broken. Say, that's fine. I did that. I'll let my heart be broken again and again and again because I refuse to give up and I want love. So I accept every now and then having it be broken. While we're on break, have you checked out Me School? In Me School, we travel together through a year, through everything that you are. You get to discover what drives you, how you're made, and how powerful you actually are. We play with intuition and flow dreaming and dozens of other techniques as you go through one of the most potent, powerful, and pleasurable personal development experiences you've ever seen. We continually co-create your future, and I ask you to bring big goals to the table, things that you want to become inside yourself. And you'll reach these using the tools that you've probably never been exposed to before in your life, but you will be here in Me School. So if you're curious, go to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. Set up a call, and we'll help you see exactly what you can do with your life. And if you choose to come join me in Me School, then I look forward to spending the next year with you as we work together to create miracles. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show. Hey, you guys. Sorry, that was like a totally unexpected break. So I was in the middle. I was on a roll. I will try and figure out where I got stopped. It's been a funny, quirky day here at the office. For some reason, my internet is just going like incredibly sluggishly slow. And I might drop off again. I'm not really sure what's going on, but yeah, this is kind of what happens, right? So bear with me. Let's dig back into this. I will pick up where I generally think I might have fuzzed off. Going back to hate. We were talking about the people that we allow to create this in us and how you handle it. And then I said, okay, what about the things that the people and situations that might trigger our hate? Let's branch out for a second. the things that are unjust, the things that are vile, the things that we can't stomach, can't tolerate, that disgust us. What about that kind of hate? Now, it might feel like, well, that's a good kind of hate, don't you think? Weird, huh? Weird how hate can cut both ways. Before you get to hate, as you walk the road to hate, we're walking the road to hate today, you move through another feeling called anger. Anger. And there could be other feelings that lead to that. Frustration, disappointment, hopelessness, anger. Anger is a flame. It's a flare. It's something being shot up into the night sky saying, help me, help me. It's a burst, right? Anger sets off your hormones, your cortisone, your heart beats faster. I'm angry. Do something. Do something. Anger calls you to do something. When you don't do something, what happens to your anger? Think about this. Think about the thing or something that you really despise right now. Walk it backward, right? Walk back the dog, as they say in the CIA. Walk back the dog. Before the hatred probably came anger. And maybe the anger came from impotency, right? Being impotent, not being able to do anything, feeling stymied, stuck, my hands are tied, hopeless. But then there was anger. Anger always says, actually, you do have something you can do. Anger never comes into your life without acknowledging simultaneously, there is something, yeah, you can do about that. That's what anger says. Like, just think for, feel for a second with me. Feel something you're angry about. You know what? I bet you there is something that you can do. You might not be doing it. It might be scary to do. It might feel out of your league to do. It might feel impossible to do, but you certainly could do it. Right? Angry about how the government is treating a certain group of people? What could you be doing about it? Maybe you're not. So then that compounds your anger. Now you have self-anger and you have anger outside of you. From anger, ongoing, continuous, unaddressed anger comes hate. It's sort of the end of the station, train pulling up to the last stop. Anger the whole time was saying, do something, help me, help me. Come on, I'm shaking you all up and down. Do it, do it, do it, do it. And when you don't, you reach hate. Again, I'm bringing this right back to you. Whose fault is this? We're very tempted to point fingers all over the world. Do you know there's like a million things right now we can point a finger at and say, wrong, 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 bad, bad, evil, wrong, wrong. Like a million things. It's odd, though, because only 100 of those maybe trigger us on a daily basis or weekly or monthly. 100 things that you typically hate of the millions you could potentially hate. There are things you would hate if you even knew about them, but you don't. So you have this sort of stadium full of things that you particularly know about, or I wouldn't even say stadium, basketball court, something much smaller that you can personally hate. That's your bite size. That's your life. That's your soul. That's your spirit. That's your higher self. That's your flow saying, these are the things you can take care of. These are the things you can take care of. And if you don't think you can take care of them, what's wrong with you? Did I make you into a weakling? Did I make you into somebody who always steps back and says, not me, I can't. That's too risky. That's unsafe. That's undoable. I won't make a difference. I won't matter. You know, when you say, I won't matter, what you're saying is, I'm not good enough. I suck. I don't even love myself. How could I possibly matter? I realize today maybe I should be dropped again because I'm getting pretty bombastic and right up in your face. And those of you who are still with me, I appreciate you so much because you're willing to hear someone who might be causing you to get a little annoyed, right? Am I triggering that in you? Good. That's the point of today's show. Have a little hate. Feel a little hate. Get the anger roiling because I want you to understand these feelings, what they do. If I press at you and poke at you enough, I will get to that point in you where you're like, shut up, come on, go back to the happy, flowy stuff. But we all know we can't be complete in our humanity unless we have lovingly embraced every little tiny piece and corner of ourselves. If there is one little tiny corner of you that is unloved, uncared for, you turn your back on it, you say, that's the bad part of me. I don't like that. That's the icky thing. That's the part that will grow until it screams at you. Our job as givers, as growers, as lovers, as people becoming our next version of ourselves is to keep embracing all the little broken parts. All the little broken parts. And hate cues you in to, here's a part that was angry. It was broken. It was broken. It was broken again. And then it ended up in hate. You ever wondered why forgiveness is sort of like the basis of the Bible? Why did Jesus go around just preaching forgiveness so much? Was he a coward? No, far from it. He was upturning tables and going right up inside the government and sticking up his middle finger at them. Pontius Pilate. Ugh. Screw you, Romans. That was not a coward. This is a person, though, who preached forgiveness all the time. All the time. I'm bigger than you. I am better than my enemies. I am better than my enemies. Because if I'm in a stage of hate with them, then I am an enemy. I am just like my enemies, exactly like my enemies. I'm in the same state of impotency. That's what I'm feeling, impotency. Impotent. Ugly word, isn't it? Really means powerless. You are not powerless. You've never been powerless. You will never be powerless. If you are powerless, it is a chosen state of being because there is something in you that you're going to grind to all the way to the very end because you're exploring that. So take a real world situation right now, something that is really making you feel trapped, right? A lot of times situations that trap us create that hatred and then we spiral in the, but I can't do anything about it. Can't do anything about it. Can't do anything about it. Right? I hear this a lot with my ex is yanking me around. My ex is in control of when the divorce can be finalized. My ex won't give me my paperwork on time. My ex is refusing. My ex is hiding things. My ex. It's a continuous feeling of this person is sucking my power and has me around their finger and it makes me so angry and I don't know what to do about it. You know what? There's things you can do about it. You can walk away right now, but you don't because you don't want to sacrifice the money. You don't want to sacrifice the kids, etc. So you're choosing to go into this battle. You know what? You can go into a battle without hate. You honestly really can. You can go in without hate. You can just say, huh, I need to solve this. Because this is taking way too much from me. So I'm going to solve it. But I don't need to give any more hate. I don't need to give any more anger. You guys, you did your job. As long as I keep giving hate and anger, my ex continues to win. Because they're able to keep doing that to me. What about hate for something outside you in the world that you see? A lot of us have been really upset lately. About the kids who've been separated from their parents, the migrants who've crossed over. Big thing happening in the world right now because it's making us as people in the U.S. feel like, wow, we are not who I thought we were. You kind of broke my heart with this, U.S. We're supposed to be the good guys. This is not a good guy move. And then further, how can we be so incompetent that we don't even like, keep the names and records of who the people are, the parents with the kids. Like, wow, you disappoint me. And then you show me how incompetent we are. You're breaking my faith in you. You're breaking my love for you. This is why it hurts us so much. I know I'm in San Diego. I'm in the epicenter. We got like 500 kids right now whose parents, they don't even know where they are. 500 kids just sitting in, seriously, detention centers, like kids' jail. We feel personally responsible for this. Like, where were we? How come we didn't see this? How long was this going? What? Right? That's heartbreak. That's disappointment. That's... And then that can lead to hate. Anger. Anger goes to hate. And that hate is you giving up. That's what hate is. You've given up. Walk back that dog. How do you really feel? I feel powerless. I feel my heart's broken. Great. What are you going to do about that? I'm not going to let this happen again. I'm going to stay more aware. I'm going to hold people accountable. I'm going to speak up. I'm going to state my mind. I'm going to be there. If I have a home to open, I'll open that home. If I have the capacity for it, I will. If I'm in a position to care, I will care. I will step out of myself and do it. You know what that feeling is? That feeling is damn good about yourself. That is what we are all trying to get back to in whatever way we can. You see how hate is always giving you an option out? Hate really can't hold you. Hate is not a boogeyman that clenches you in its fist and says, you have to be in this state of being forever. Hate is always giving you an option out. Will you take it? Will you take it? Walk back the dog and find it. What is the feeling that led there? Fear, powerlessness, being betrayed, disappointed, unjust. Take that one on and the hate melts. It melts. And look at the person in your life who's created the biggest amount of hate for you recently and say, you're awesome. Thank you. I know you guys are laughing at me. Like, right. No, really. It takes a lot to play that kind of villain. They're probably also miserable playing this role. Not that you would care, but it takes a lot to play that kind of villain. And you know what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? You get to be that villain for other people too. Yes, you. You get to be hated as well. You will. You will step up and you will play that role and you will have those people who hate you and you'll say, but I feel misunderstood and that's not what I meant and da 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 da. You know what? Maybe you're doing it for them. Because if they walk back their dog, right, which means finding the origin, they'll discover there was something along the way in them, in the relationship, in the scene, in the scenario that broke that they did not take care of right. And they hating you is a way for them to go back and find that piece and heal it and fix it. Damn, that is a skill. Can you imagine if we all learned that skill before we were out of eighth grade? What if that was the point of middle school? Wow, we would be a different species. But maybe we're getting there. The very fact that you're sitting here entertaining these thoughts right now, like, I'm going to clean up all the hate in my life, right? You're leaping ahead. You're like, you're jumping, even just having the desire to do this. When you clean up hate, you're doing it for all the most personal reasons. It has nothing to do with your enemy. Isn't that weird? It's the selfish, most selfish thing you can do. The selfishest. I was going to make up that word. The most selfish thing you can do is clean up your hate. Because you get to go back into that healing state. You get to go back into the power state. And the person who hates you, they get to go back into that state too. Oh, right. That's what I'm powerful for. Thank you for showing me where I lost my power. I have had a lot of people not thank me for showing me where they lost their power. But I gifted them with the opportunity to. And maybe they will now, and maybe they will in 5 years or 10 years or never. I don't know. But this is one of the gifts we give to each other. I show you where you lose your power. You show me where I lose my power. I'm going to hate you for it because that's the thing that impels me to walk back and find that piece. Check it out. If you didn't have that big response, you would never really go back and find out where it got broken, where you broke, and you would stay there unhealed forever. Pretty ingenious, isn't it? Now, hate left to extremes, hate uncorrected. Oh, we all know where that goes. Genocide, right? Killings. Fearing whole other groups of people, other cultures, skin colors, sexes, or genders. You see where that goes. That's a whole bunch of people all not dealing with something and reaching the extreme point. You deal with it inside yourself, you will never go there. You won't get into that state, that enormous state of social, societal hate. Right? I have things that I absolutely abhor. And how I try to respond to them, and I am not perfect by any stretch. But how I try and deal with them, what can I do? How can I speak up? Where can I send my check? Who could I vote for? Right? These are all easy ways that I address this. And then there are more complicated, more difficult ways. Having conversations with people who think differently than me. Having great friends who think vastly different than me. I have those. I'm proud. Sometimes we get into it with each other. Open my eyes, I say, and I'll open yours. We don't have to convince each other, but we're talking. And you know what happens? It's funny. We always end up discovering we have the same inside goal. Different means and methods of getting there, but the goal between us is the same. I want my kids safe and protected, right? I want them well-educated. I want to feel safe in our community. I don't want to live in a place with horrible congestion and feeling awful and ugh. Like, we always come down to the same core values. I think just about everybody in the world has these group core values, or at least in our nation states. How do we get there? Well, we talk. We explore. We go into it and we embrace. Oh yeah, you hate this group or these people? Go embrace them for a while. I dare you. Because that's so much harder than hating them. Go embrace them for a while. I dare you. Because that is where you are going to grow right through these feelings into the next phase of you. I don't know what it's going to lead to. You might love them or you might still dislike them. But you will reach another side. Okay. Whew, that feels complete. I think it's time now to shift gears a little bit. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take another very quick little break. Oops, surprise, surprise. Calling on my engineer. Can you pop something in there real quick? Because I just want to change the energy a bit. And then we're going to go to Ann in California. We're going to take some calls and maybe do a little flow dreaming. Imagine if there were a store where you could walk down the aisle and pop some self-love into your basket. Or how about tons of clients? Or maybe you're more in the mood for some relationship repair. Or how about more money monthly? These are all flow dreams, and you can literally put them in your basket. You can use them, feel them, take them inside you, and become them. Become these things inside so that the universe starts offering them to you on the outside, in your life. You tell the universe who you are by feeling it first. You can find all of these flow dreams. I have more than 100 of them. They're at flowdreaming.com in my shop. Browse through, pick the things that you want to become, and put them in your cart. Now, you can find the Flow Dreaming Shop both on a regular computer as well as on your mobile device. On your mobile device, you can either use your browser to go to flowdreaming.com, or you can download my free app where you can browse through, listen to samples of all of the flow dreams that I've just been talking about. So go check them out. Choose a few playlists. Get started. Pick up my free kit that teaches you how to flow dream while you're at it. And that way you can really get started changing your life. Now let's get back to the program. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for letting me take that little extra moment there just to shift the energy. And of course, we're going to go to Anne in just a second, but I just want to just come back, circle back around with you. You know, the way I hope you're feeling right now is a kind of righteous indignation, like a desire. I want you to feel like, I am going to solve the hate in my life. I'm going to solve the anger in my life. I don't want to carry these emotions any longer. Dang, what can I do right now? I mean, this is like saying, cleanse yourself, my child. You know, let the rain of forgiveness come down on you. You've got everything to gain from it and zero, absolutely zero to lose from letting go of any hate and anger that you have toward yourself, toward others. Mostly we focused on toward others, but toward yourself, that's big time too. That's what I hope you're feeling. Like serious, serious ass motivation. All the hate and anger you have is your friend and your ally, and it's telling you, you know, move to the next phase, the next step. Right? Got it? I feel that. So give it to you. All right, let's go and talk to Anne. Hey, Anne. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Have we spoken before? Do I know you at all?
Maybe a year ago.
Oh, great. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, not directly related.
Yeah, you want to talk about hate? Got some hate on your plate?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about my situation of kind of trying to launch something new, and part of it is going back to similar things work-wise I did in the past, but I want to tweak it so I could relate more about like disappointment, you know, like really trying again and not worrying about what didn't work, you know, of course learning from what didn't work in the past, but more about getting over disappointment and jumping in a full 100%.
Right. Ooh, have I got a show coming up for you in a couple of weeks? I have an episode called The Comeback Kid, or it's something like that.
Oh,
I forget what I titled it. But really, it's about the underdog coming back. Okay. So you're just feeling ahead of the game here a little bit. Tell me what it is that you are trying to come back to. What are you trying to re-reach again?
Well, working for myself.
Okay.
And in a different area. So that's another thing is it's not all in detail yet in my head, but.
Okay. So, you know, you need to work for yourself, but you're not exactly sure what field you'll develop your career into. Do you want to use any of your current skills? What do you do now?
Well, I've done a lot of fundraising and event planning. Mm-hmm. And I want to do something more creative. And I've worked a lot in nonprofits, so I've always been in areas that are helping people.
Yeah.
So.
So you are able to pull together a lot of tiny little details and make something happen that is smooth and wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good at the operations and...
Great.
Dealing with a lot of different people.
And you want to do that in a genre that lets you have some creative freedom. And you want to do that.
In an arts field.
Uh-huh. You could pull together anything. You could pull together a museum showing. You could pull together beautiful banquets for charities. You could pull together.
No,
you could pull
pass on.
Nope.
I've done that for years. So
done that. Okay. That's what I'm seeing then where you're already at. Okay. So you want to move it into the next phase. All right. Why don't you close your eyes with me here?
I'm not interested in event planning. Okay.
Okay. But you still like to pull things together. So what I'm getting at here with you is I feel like you have these core skills that just need to be tweaked and modified, but not let go of. We're not letting go of the baby in the bathwater, okay?
Which I've done recently. I've done the last couple of years. I've done that.
Yeah, so that's what happens when we just kind of get frustrated. To. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, close your eyes with me. I want you to feel your skill set right now. I am skilled. I am really good at pulling things together. I'm great at seeing the big picture, the end game, how it should all play out. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people sit at the top of the pyramid seeing everything underneath. But I do. I do. And I can feel myself right now in a line of work where that is exactly what is being asked of me. See the big picture, pull together the elements.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels creative to me. It feels delightful. There's no frustration. There's no sense of like, repetitive again and again, no sense of disappointment around it. No, this feels really good. I'm using my skill set, my ability to have vision and pull in the right pieces to create something that I'm so, so proud of. Okay, so this is your flow dream, right? This is like a little prescription. This is what I want you to feel.
Right.
And we're not noticing exactly what it is you're creating. But when I was doing this with you, you're in California. So up in LA, there's something called Summit LA. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Well, look it up. You'll find it online.
Yeah.
They do is they take over blocks of LA. They take over meeting spaces. They have it's like a convention, but it's not in the convention center. It's in a bunch of different little places. And it all goes off at the same time. And they bring in luminaries and stars, and it's healing and it's health and it's self-development.
Mm.
I've never been there. I'm giving them this giant plug, but it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Right. But it's a very different kind of event to plan. And it just reminds me like, whoa, there are things like this happening all over the place that you would be like a perfect fit for. Totally perfect.
Yeah.
Innovative. Stretching.
Right.
Okay, so one part of your homework is to keep doing that flow dream over and over. The other part of your homework is to go online, and I want you to look up personal growth events, personal development events, and start playing with all the different models and all the different things that are going on out there, the different places, what's being tried, what's new, what's different. And then the second question to ask yourself is, do I have anything to offer that I would want to offer?
Mm-hmm.
And that is your new business. And if the answer is there is nothing I have to offer that I want to offer, then you're going to go into yet a completely different road.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm not afraid of contract work. I mean, definitely I've done this for years, so I'm not that part of the finances. I'm not afraid of doing that, not the 9 to 5. I've never been the 9 to 5.
No.
40-hour week person, so I'm definitely that hurdle is not part of me. So but yeah,
how does it feel? How does it feel when I say maybe there are things that you're putting together that don't happen inside an airport hotel or a convention center?
Yeah.
Do you feel like totally freed from that? Like okay, this is where you need to start looking and bouncing your thoughts through. Alrighty, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna find something. Thank you so much for your call, my dear. You let me know. Go to I Love Flow Dreaming. It's a group on Facebook and post there in a few weeks or just let me know like what ended up running through your head, what you found, what you discovered. Say, hey, Summer, you asked me to post this. All right.
All right. I sure will.
All right, Ann. You take care, my dear.
Thank you. Thanks.
Good. You're welcome. Bye. Good luck. So, yes, I often say, you know, give me an update. And I do. I refer you to I Love Flow Dreaming. It's a funny, kind of a funny name for a group, but I always envision those. Remember those bumper stickers? They were very popular in the 70s and 80s when I was growing up. I love dogs. I love, you know, my Pekingese. I love. So I don't know. It's just kind of an inside joke. I love flow dreaming. Anyway, so but I'd love to meet and see you guys there. So I Love Flow Dreaming, and Inflow Radio also has its own group too, where we kind of talk to each other about shows and just thoughts and things. So go check those both out. One last thing, as long as I'm leading you to like different things that you can kind of go to the next step with. You did hear the mid-roll play where I was talking about my shop. Flowdreaming.com has a tremendous amount of flow dreams all there for you to change yourself with. But more importantly, Me School is enrolling. We are hitting our beautiful fall stride where our new class is really assembling itself. And you might be one of the persons who are perfectly fit and ready for this kind of growth and change and new beingness inside of you. So keep that in mind. Now, what I'd like to do next, because we don't really have time for another, really sorry, everybody, but we don't have time for one right now. But we do have time for a little closing flow, right? A few minutes where we go in and we remind ourselves, what's the highest being I am? What am I truly deeply filled with in the deepest levels of me? Love, compassion. Close your eyes with me. Just relax. You may not go all the way into flow because it's brief, or you might. Nice deep breath, shoulders dropping, jaw releasing. Noticing. Letting your awareness sit in one part of your body. Locating itself, the core. What is that? What is the core? Where is the you of you? If that core has felt hate, if that core has felt anger, if that core has felt injustice, whatever that core has felt, how long can those feelings stay in you? How long do you invite them? How long do you make a warm welcome bed for them? Or is there a part of you that says, you've overstayed, I'm gonna walk you to the door, we're gonna let go. You showed me what I needed. You helped me see what I needed to see. You helped me express what I needed to express, and now I can let you go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for creating in me this response that made me do something, feel something, go there, explore it, heal it. Thank you. Thank you. As you feel this, the hate melts off. Anger untangles. And what you feel is freedom. Feel a little more joy. You want to feel this way. I want to feel like it's solved. I want to feel in a state of joy again. I want to feel powerful. I did something. I said something. I made something. I want this. Good. It's yours. Take it. You made it. You earned it. Holding that feeling. Even now, as you come back and you return from flow, eyes open. Ooh, what did you think? There you go. That was a very interesting, atypical episode of Flow Dreaming. But thank you for biting through to the bitter end with me. It wasn't worth it. I hope so. All right, love all of you guys, and I'll see you all next week for another episode. Until then, stay well, stay in flow. Hey everyone, thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast, either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to Flow Dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.